All right, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about something that you're going to think only applies to you if you're just starting out. It's just not true. But the topic is, I'm just starting out. I have so many ideas of what to do. What should I do?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
Yeah. Too many ideas, right?
Too many ideas.
And the reason I wanted to talk to you, one, I mean, there's many reasons. I know that you're brilliant. You're going to have a lot of experience with this. But also, you are like the master of too many ideas. You have a shit ton of ideas all the time. And have helped so many early founders kind of pick one and get the ground running, but hit the ground running. But the reason why this came up just recently and I wanted to talk today about it is that, you know, somebody that I just became really good friends with a few weeks ago, who's, you know, working in a really, really kind of high level executive position, a $1 billion business, and has had a tremendous career, has told me just recently he's thinking about leaving. He wants to become an entrepreneur. And his biggest challenge, the thing that's stopping him from starting a company right away, is he has just too many ideas and he doesn't know how to pick one. So I thought, well, let's break this down for people who have this problem and give them some solutions.
Awesome. I love it.
So what do you say to somebody that comes to you, Heaton, and says, I have just too many ideas. I don't know which one to work on.
This happens a lot, especially people who are really early stage. And this is what I meant. I'm about to say what I meant by, like, it's not just really early stage. Everyone has lots of ideas. Everyone. I could ask you right now, hey, Steli, for your business, you know, what are your ideas of what you do next? And you'd give me a lot of them. You just would. It's like on your mind all the time. You're thinking about this stuff all the time, right? So I think the first step is to really think through, like, I have a lot of ideas, but what is the next step I'm looking to do? So I'm starting backwards with, like, oh, you already have a business, you have a lot of ideas, just on purpose, because it's the same thing to me. In your business, you have a lot of ideas, you have a lot of influence to change the direction of your company and what features you're going to build or what new products you might launch or what marketing you're going to do. I really start with, well, what's the next thing you're looking to do, Steli? Like, what's the next, like, action? Not the next thing, the item, but the next action. So there's a difference between items and action. I think we confuse the two. So items are ideas. Actions are like, I want to build something people will pay for. That's an action. So I want to know what's the next action. So in your case, it might be like, hey, Heaton, and I don't know if this is true or not. It doesn't matter. But there's a bunch of people who have come into our market and they have a lot of, you know, they've copied our features, right? And I want to make sure that we keep our core what it is and always get better at it, right? And I have these five ideas on how to do that. I'm like, okay, great. Now you have an action, right? Your action is keep up with the market, actually lead the market, right? And so if you're going to lead the market, then those five ideas, you just weigh on which ones are more like most likely to help you lead the market. And then you get into all these cool things like, well, how do we know that? How can I go find out? Blah, 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 right? So right. When someone comes with a new idea, I'm like, what's your goal? Are you looking to make money? Are you just looking to not be bored? And, you know, because there's some people with ideas that have money and they can sit on their couch all day. You know, this is not rare, actually, these days. It's possible because they have some other income stream or somebody else works in their family or whatever, right? And it's like, well, what's your goal? And the best goal when you have ideas is I want to see my ideas come to reality and see other people sort of benefit from those ideas. Okay, so now you have all these ideas. You have some kind of heuristic or action that you want to take. So now you can weigh, well, which one is most likely to succeed when you take that action? That's it. And I think people don't think about it like that. They just think about, I have an idea, I want to work on something. Well, why do you want to work on something? What is that next action? What is that thing that you're aiming for? What's your goal? You could consider that a goal if you want. I like action just because early on people don't like having goals. So it's like, what's that next action, right? Launch something, get some customers, something like that, right? So then you can just think through the steps. And really what you're trying to do is out of those ideas, what are the ones that are most likely to help me succeed? And all kinds of things come out of that, right? Some people just really want to work on something they're really passionate about, or they have, like, it's a hobby for them or something like that, because they feel like if they work on something like that, they're more likely to see it through and it to succeed. And I respect that. And that's great. So then you would narrow down your ideas to which ones are you most passionate about? Which ones do you have most draw towards? Which ones could you, you know, I love this answer or this way to think about it. Which one would you work on if you weren't getting paid to work on it?
I love that. So, you know, to recap, one of the things that I really love about the answer here is, A, it's the attitude that you have, which is like, this isn't a problem, right? Let's relax. Let's just ask ourselves some simple questions. What are you trying to accomplish? What are the actions and the goals that you have? And I do think that, you know, in this particular case with somebody that hasn't started the company yet, you know, they might say, well, I want to start a business. Cool, but what kind of a business? Do you want to make a ton of money really quickly? Do you just want to have the freedom to leave your corporate job and you don't care about like becoming wealthy necessarily? You just want to maintain your lifestyle within a given time frame that you have? Is it that you want to, you know, build something that will have a tremendous impact independently of how that enriches you? Like, what are your financial restrictions or not? What are the drivers? What are the experiences you want to have? What are the things you want to learn? Is it about learning and growing more than it is about making a ton of money? Or is it all about making a lot more money than you make right now and you don't really care about what it is or how much you learn? Like, motivations and your circumstances matter because they inform what to do first and what to do next. But the other thing that I really want to highlight is that this isn't a problem, right? Because my friend that brought this to me, and I've heard this many times before from other people as well, the framework they have is, I have too many ideas and that's a huge burden. Like, that's a problem that stops me from getting what I want, is all these ideas in front of me are making my life harder, right? And it's like, if you step away from, you know, your own little bubble far enough, you realize that that's a ridiculous thing to say. Basically you're saying, I'm too creative. I have too many amazing things that I could work on or that I have thought of. That's not a problem. That's a beautiful thing, right? And most likely, more likely or not, if you stay and cultivate that creativity as you go along and start a business or multiple businesses, that will never stop. You will always have more and more and more ideas. It's not a problem. It's not a burden. It's a blessing, right? And now what you have to do is build the skills, the entrepreneurial skills, the thinking skills, to organize all these ideas and to attack them. And some of them you're going to work on. Some of them you might pass on to other people. And many of them you'll discover are not as brilliant as you thought, or you're not as excited about them as you thought once you start digging a little deeper, doing a bit of research or working on it a little bit. And that's totally fine as well, right? Not all ideas that feel brilliant end up being brilliant, right? Or the right ideas for you. But learning and cultivating that skill of, what do I do with all these ideas that I have? That's an incredibly useful skill and one you're going to need the entire life. And if you're now at a point where you're ready to leave your corporate job in this instance and start tackling some of these many ideas you have, awesome. Then the first skill that you're going to have to cultivate is going to be the skill to pick and choose, organize, prioritize, and attack. And attack means you're going to have to stop being in your head thinking of more and more ideas or thinking about all these ideas and how brilliant they are. You're going to have to step into action, which is why I love that you are like, what are the actions we need to take? Because the moment that you step into the real world and you take action, you try things and you research and you do things, prioritization takes care of itself. And, you know, things that seem mystical or hard to decide on will become very easy and obvious to decide on. Right. If you take action on some of these ideas, things will happen. Some of them will gain natural momentum and some of them won't. And then it's going to become easy in a few months. It's going to crystallize very easily what you're going to work on and why, versus now where everything is happening up in your head and it's just mental and visualizing and thinking things through on your own. It becomes overwhelming or it can feel crowded or hard to choose from. You just have to step into action and then things will clarify very, very quickly usually.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's a skill. That's why I don't want people to think this is something you're burdened with early on. This is something you have to deal with all the time. It's a matter of figuring out what you should be doing, when you should be doing it. And it's not just about lots of ideas. You're always going to have lots of ideas. If you're any good at running a business, any good at starting work, any good at even working, you're going to have lots of ideas. It's just the way it works. right? If you're out of ideas, it's because you're usually burnt out and tired, right? Otherwise, right. As humans, we have lots of ideas. Like, I can sit here and be like, oh, and I know you said this about me. Oh, can I think of ideas? Yeah, that's easy. You know, are these ideas important right now? Well, that's a different story. How do I figure out which idea to pursue? Well, that's also a different story, right? But if you don't know where you're trying to get to as the next step, you're not going to be able to do anything.
I love it. All right. I think that that's really everything we need to share to get somebody from a place of I'm overwhelmed with ideas to what needs to happen next. I'm sure that some of you that listen to this will have some objections in your mind. Well, but you didn't cover this problem. And well, it doesn't fucking matter. No matter what you would say at this point, typically in the discussion, Heaton and I would probably go back to what we said earlier. You know, we're just asking you again about what are your goals? What are we trying to accomplish? How can we take some actions right now? You know, today, tomorrow, get going, create some results, create some insights, and then everything else will clarify itself over time. So go at it and do that, and then come back and let us know how it goes. Stelly at close.io, hnshaw@gmail.com. We always love hearing from you. Just had an email an hour ago that of one of you listeners sending some praise our way and telling us how much he learned from listening. We love to hear from you guys. So if you take some action and if you attack some of those many ideas in your head, please let us know. We always love to hear from you. Until next time, we'll hear you soon.
See ya.